Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, the world of video game development is an extremely clandestine and secretive one compared to, say, movies or TV shows. We as players are privy to so little behind-the-scenes information, and it remains truly impressive that so many AAA games can keep things under wraps until they're eventually released. Now, cancellations are also an extremely common part of game development, from long-gestating titles to video games that are still in the most basic stages of creation. And there are so many more games that get canned every single year that we're never even informed about. So let's take a look at some of the ones that we found out about today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 upcoming video games you didn't realise just got cancelled. Yeah, great. Number 10, LEGO Disney. Last year, reports started doing the rounds that Traveller's Tales Games were working hard on a LEGO Disney game that was centred around Mickey Mouse, which was apparently being created as a celebration of Disney's 100-year anniversary this year. But in recent days, several sources, including anonymous former employees of the studio, stated that LEGO Disney was cancelled internally sometime last year. One ex-employee suggested that the game was ultimately shuttered due to both being a show and the success of Disney's Dreamlight Valley last year, which did a lot of things that it was trying to do, but better. The source also claimed that TT Games had quietly scrapped numerous other high-profile games over the last few years, implying that there might be wider managerial issues at the studio. Given that a game celebrating Disney's centennial would have basically sold itself regardless of quality, it must have been in pretty damn rough shape to get scrapped outright. Number 9. Project Cars 4. Project Cars 3 was released in August 2020 to wildly mixed reviews from critics and fans alike, who felt that it strayed too far from its simulation roots with a more arcadey style of gameplay. As a result, it's not terribly surprising that the game's physical sales on launch were at a staggering 86% lower than Project Cars 2. Despite this, EA had developer Slightly Mad Studios start developing a fourth game, which was confirmed to have been scrapped back in November. Between the third game's disappointing sales and the general commercial depression of the arcade racing genre in recent years, it wasn't terribly surprising, with EA clarifying that they wanted to focus on more live service style games with bigger potential for growth. Yet in a rare move, EA didn't simply cancel Project Cars 4 and put the series on hold, they flat out stated that the series had come to an end, damn near guaranteeing that we will not see any reboots or belated attempts at a sequel in the future. Considering the totally unnecessary cynical changes EA and Slightly Mad made to the series' formula in the previous game though, well, they only have themselves to blame for this failure, and as usual, it's us, the fans, who suffer. Number 8. Ubisoft's Project Q. Ubisoft has been on something of a cancellation spree in recent months, the most surprising casualty of which is surely their mysterious, much-discussed Project Q game. Now, Project Q was announced by the publisher last April, a PvP team battle arena game that was said to be in early development and categorically not a battle royale title. Numerous public tests took place, with slivers of gameplay footage being leaked online, but just recently Ubisoft announced that the game would no longer be moving forward. Though they didn't offer much clarification, Ubisoft did state that they cancelled the game in order to focus their teams on other projects. It's possible that Project Q simply wasn't coming together as the publisher hoped, or that the mounting controversy around its possible NFT integration, which was something that Ubisoft predictably denied, caused them to back away. Either way, of the many titles recently canned by Ubisoft, it's surely the most unexpected. Number 7. Halo Infinite's Campaign DLC. Basically, ever since Halo Infinite released in late 2021, there's been rampant speculation about campaign DLC, with reputed insiders later clarifying the expansions of the game's single-player story were indeed in development at 343 Industries. But a few weeks ago, it was reported that plans had now changed, and planned campaign DLC intended to further flesh out the story, with releases intended to happen over several months, have been cancelled outright by the studio. The cancellation reportedly came after 343 head Bonnie Ross departed the company last September amid a family medical issue, with numerous reasons being cited, chiefly the difficulty to develop single-player content and also the limited player retention that it provides. It also likely speaks to a wider shakeup at 343, who are said to be ending active development on the Halo series in order to focus on caretaking Infinite's multiplayer and potentially licensing future Halo games out to other studios. Considering many Halo fans would have loved to have seen Infinite's surprisingly short campaign get a little more meat on the bones, this is an utter letdown. Number 6. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. Now this one really hurts. The Tony Hawk's Pro Skater franchise came surging back to life after years on the skids with the release of the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remasters, which scored rave reviews and became the fastest selling game in the franchise. It seemed inevitable that more remasters were on the horizon, with the third and fourth Tony Hawk games widely expected to be given the same lavish treatment. But last year, Tony Hawk made the depressing confirmation that Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 was indeed in development until recently, and ended up cancelled after Vicarious Visions was merged into Blizzard in April 2022. According to Hawk himself, Activision did take pitches from other studios to continue the project, but due to their being unsatisfied with all the proposed ideas, they decided to instead scrap the remaster collection. While it's certainly a better decision than releasing an inferior product that damages the brand reputation again, it is a damn shame that Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 have been lost in the bureaucratic shuffle, considering how excellent its predecessor was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Number 5. Transformers Heavy Metal. In June 2021, the Pokemon Go creators announced that they were developing Transformers Heavy Metal, an augmented reality Transformers game in which players would team up with the Autobots to fight the Decepticons. Heavy Metal even got so far as having a soft launch in Malaysia last May, but the very next month the developers cancelled further development on the title. No single reason was given, though developers Very Spaceship cited many challenges during production, while industry analysts noted that player engagement and therefore revenue during the soft launch was much lower than expected. This is ultimately just one of many instances where the Pokemon Go devs have struggled to replicate the success of their flagship AR title. Most notably, Harry Potter Wizards Unite failed to generate the expected profits and was shuttered last January, yet less than 3 years after the beta launched. Don't expect Transformers Heavy Metal to be the last AR flop that they push out, but considering the obvious potential of a Transformers-themed Pokemon Go-like game, it's a shame that it failed to make a dent. Number 4. Nintendo Switch Pro. Though not a game, there have been few video game products in recent years more feverishly discussed than the Nintendo Switch Pro. As early as 2019, barely 2 years after the Switch's release, rumors began spreading that Nintendo was hard at work on a mid-generation refresh for the Switch, with subsequent reports stating that would include an OLED screen and output up to 4K resolution. But ultimately, this never came to pass. Nintendo released their casual targeting Switch Lite in late 2019, and last December it was reported by Digital Foundry that the Switch Pro had been scrapped. The report stated that while the Switch Pro was indeed a very real piece of hardware Nintendo had spent years working on, despite their many denials, they decided to cancel it in favor of a full-fat next-gen Switch successor. While many Switch owners have grown frustrated with the console's limited specs causing newer games to run inadequately, Digital Foundry added that players likely won't have to wait too long for the Switch 2.0, which will probably release in either 2023 or 2024. Number 3. 5 Wizards of the Coast Games. Now, Wizards of the Coast are one of the most prominent publishers of fantasy games on the planet across board games and card games, and in more recent years they've sought to gain a foothold in the realm of video games as well. But a new report states that the company recently cancelled 5 unnamed games, some of which are speculated to have been entries into the Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering franchises, both of which Wizards of the Coast owns. Reading between the lines of the publisher's announcement, it appears that they're attempting to streamline their video game portfolio and focus on projects that they believe will actually succeed, which makes you beg the question, shouldn't they all be thought to succeed? Many have pointed to the critical and commercial failure of 2021's Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance as being at least partially behind the decision to can so many other titles. But with Wizards of the Coast now operating 6 video game studios in North America, they probably need to start showing some major returns on their large investments sooner rather than later. Number 2. Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto 4 Remasters. For several years, there have been rampant rumors about Rockstar developing remasters of many of their acclaimed games. Remasters for Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas were released in late 2021, and let's not talk about how that went down. But last year, Rockstar made the decision to quietly cancel remasters of Grand Theft Auto 4 and Red Dead Redemption. On paper, it might seem like a ludicrous decision, given that the remasters of bona fide classic video games like this are basically a license to print money. But insiders suggest that the decision was made following the poor reception to the aforementioned Definitive Edition trilogy, which was widely criticized for its technical issues and underwhelming presentation. Rockstar is instead focusing its creative energies on the currently in-development Grand Theft Auto 6, while planning to ensure greater oversight on any future remaster projects. It wouldn't be all that surprising if these remasters were eventually resurrected, but don't expect anything to happen for the next few years at least. And number 1. Mystery Flesh Pit National Park. Now, Mystery Flesh Pit National Park started out as a project on the world-building Reddit thread, a fictional tourist attraction that basically is exactly what it says on the tin. The Lovecraftian fleshy pit was created and illustrated by Trevor Roberts, and over a period of several years built up quite the following on social media, enough so that Roberts announced last November that Mystery Flesh Pit National Park was being adapted into a video game. The Kickstarter-funded title would be a survival horror game for PC, but a mere week later, before fans had much time to get excited, Roberts revealed that it had been cancelled and all backers would be refunded. According to Roberts, the cancellation came about due to fan feedback, a fumbled marketing push, internal disputes, and some deep introspection, calling the Kickstarter overly ambitious and a game wholly beyond his scope as an individual artist. Roberts later added that there wouldn't be any official Mystery Flesh Pit National Park games produced while he was alive, seeming to cement his dissatisfaction with the whole process. Roberts' openness is admirable, at least, in being honest about his own creative limitations and uncertainty surrounding the project, rather than just taking people's money and putting out a poor end product. But still, one could have only dreamed what fleshy madness would have transpired here. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 upcoming video games you didn't realize just got cancelled. I hope you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a 0. Hope to see you over there, and you can come and check out all of the Warhammer miniatures that I've been painting. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. Hope you're treating yourself well, my friend, with love and respect, because you deserve all the best things in life, like love, happiness, and success, and do not let anything or anyone else tell you otherwise, all right? You're a massive ledge, and I want you to go out there and smash it today. I believe in you. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.